Well, I'm so excited that you're here to join me for Voice of Breakthrough, this podcast. So we are going to hit some powerful topics. Every single week, we will be having a new podcast with a new topic. So get ready. I'm telling you, this is great to exercise to. This is powerful to listen to when you're cleaning your house or cooking that dinner or cutting the grass, but you can turn up loud on your little iPhone or whatever you have there. Anyway, you're going to love this powerful, life-changing, every single week podcast of Voice of Breakthrough. Let's just heal people who have a wrong idea about Daddy God. Amen? Let's just do that. There's people here with all different things. And let me say, if your father was awesome, praise God, maybe this is about you and your mother. Maybe this is about you and a sister. Maybe this is about you and a teacher. It doesn't matter. He knows. But any place where you've been wounded in your spirit, wounded and brokenhearted, so you can't understand one of the line upon lines about who your God is, and you don't have an understanding of the heart of God, in those places we ask in the name of Jesus, in the very glory of God, in the presence of God, we ask in the name of Jesus that truth will come and the truth shall set these people free. And Lord God, that they will know who you are in your heart. So Father, right now, that every person in this room would have close their eyes, but see this great, big, smiling, loving Jesus, this awesome Father. Jesus says, when you see me, you see the Father. So we see this heavenly Father who looks like Jesus, and he's smiling, and we see just the way Jesus said, let the little children come to me. Unless you have faith as one of these kids, you can't even enter my kingdom. And as you see Jesus, and he's smiling, and he's waving you on, he goes, come on. And I want you to see yourself running up there, even though you're grown up and you look like a kid, you're running so fast and you're not on drugs and you're not drinking anything. You're just actually running so fast in the freedom that you are loved by God and he is your father. He is your daddy. And I just see us all running up to him at one time. And I see him actually standing there like my dad used to do. And he'd say, come on, try to knock me down. And everybody would come up and one would hang on this arm and one would hang on this arm and one would be around his leg. And I see all of us running up one time, yes, dad, and we're gonna get you, and we put our arms around him, and we're just laughing, and he's smiling, and no matter how many of us there are, there's plenty of room for everybody to touch him. There's plenty of room for everybody to hug him, because in the spirit, we're really all skinny. In the spirit, we're invisible. In the spirit, we can pile on, amen? In the spirit, there's no limitation. In the spirit, we're one. I see the Lord looking, and there's somebody who always stands back and always says, it's for everybody but me. There's no room for me. And I see the Lord smiling, and he's not angry, and he's got his finger, and he's wiggling it like, come this way. And you're looking around like, me? You want me? And I see Jesus, and he's holding up his hand. And yeah, you want him to leave all the others and come to you? But he goes, no, I'm not doing that. This time you're going to come to me. This time you're going to come to me. No longer is this about me choosing you. That's a definite. This time it's about you knowing that you are choosing me. And you are choosing to be in my family. And you are choosing to be one with me. And you are choosing to be one with your brothers and sisters in the Lord. You are choosing it. Wow. And I just see that person, whoever you are, more than one, whoever's listening. And it's like, oh, it's my choice. Oh my gosh, it's my choice. Oh, it's my choice. Whew. The rejection's a lie. I always thought it was his choice. But he's showing you his scars on his hand. He goes, I made my choice. I already paid for you. I made my choice. Now it's your 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 choice. There'll never be a reason to let rejection take you back to the enemy. There'll never be a reason to justify living as a hypocrite. Whoa! There'll never be a reason. Because we break the lie We break the lie that he's rejected you. Therefore, you have no option but to sin. We just break that lie right now in the name of Jesus. So I hear the Lord with his nail-scarred hands, and he's saying, who chooses to be my son or daughter? And if it's you, I want you to shout, I do. Whoa, shoo! Who chooses to be a child of God? And I want you to see yourself. I want you to keep your eyes closed, but I want you to see yourself who always stood back, buying the lies of rejection. I want you to see yourself. I see you just put your head up, marching on up, going, yeah, Dad. Yeah, Dad. Yeah. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, God. Wow. I'm yours. I am yours. And I want you to see, instead of feeling like everybody else is crowding you out, as you walk right into the crowd because we're spirit, you just blend right in. And all of a sudden, it's just one in Christ. We're one in Christ. We're one in Christ. We're one in Christ. I just break off lies that you have to stand out in a crowd. I break off lies that you have to stand out from everyone else to be seen or noticed. I break them off now in the name of Jesus, and I just release the anointing of oneness in Christ Jesus. So we are one in Christ. We are one in Christ. We are one in Christ, which means there's plenty of room. There's plenty of room. There's no competition. How? There's no one person being put down so somebody else can be lifted up. There's no one person getting when somebody else not receiving. We break off those lies right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, and we break off the spirits involved with envy. Oh, jealousy, bitterness, self-hate, and hate towards others. We break them off right now in the name of Jesus. And I see the Lord, and he's looking at some of you. And you're looking down at your ankles, and there's a big ball and chain on there. Like held, just really held. It's right there. And on the other side of the chain where the ball is, the weight, is the heavy weight of your sin. The one that you keep going back to. 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 Pornography, overeating, whoa, addiction, drugs, alcohol, unhealthy relationships, outburst of rage, manipulation. He'll show you. And you're thinking, but I have no choice. I'm bound to this thing. And I see the Lord, and he's saying, look closer. And as you look down, you recognize that you're not even attached to that thing, that you're not attached to it, that you actually run to it and you attach yourself to it as an excuse when you felt rejection. I want everybody, if there's an addiction in your life, if there's a blatant sin that God's been dealing with you about, even if there's more of them, you can point at a bunch at once, amen? I want you to say, Heavenly Father, forgive me for thinking I was bound and I had no choice, for feeling like a slave to sin. Forgive me, God, for going back to sin because of the lie of rejection. I now know that I know, based on the precept of your heart, that if you would die for me, taste the grave and hell for me, take all the punishment that I deserve so that I could belong to you, so that I could be adopted into your family, so that I could be born again of your spirit. There is just no way that you would reject me. And I break the lie of the fear of rejection based on my childhood. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. All things are new in Jesus Christ. And I want you to look down at your ankle where that bracelet kind of thing that hooks into the chain is there. And I want you, if you mean it, to stand up. And I want you to point at it in a minute as a child of God, born again by the Spirit of God. And I want you to say, in Jesus' name, loose me. Ready? Stand up. Whoa. I want you to see something. You are not attached to that sin. Amen? I want you to see yourself like somebody walking around going, oh, wow, I'm not even attached. It's not even attached. But the chain is still on your ankle. The temptation of rejection, whoa, that draws you there is still on your ankle. Amen? And you're the one who has to choose to believe the heart of God over what's happened in your past. You're the one who has to choose to walk into the presence of God right now and to his glory right now and believe that you are who he says you are and you are his beloved and you are his son or you are his daughter and he's given you his authority over darkness. He's given it to you because he said it is finished what he's done. He came, he overcame the works of darkness. And he says, now walk in my authority. Walk in my authority. So when I say three, I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I break off rejection. One, two, three. Whoa. And then I want you to shake your foot and see it's gone. Whoa. And that you're not going to put it back on. And then I want you to say, I am wonderfully made, in the image of God. He will never leave me nor forsake me. And by his awesome grace, I will never leave him or walk away from him. In Jesus' name. And I want his presence to touch my spirit, to fill me up where I just got free. Now, if you love this teaching, then you better say you love this teaching. Then we want you to check out our web at beautyforashes.org. There is so much teaching there, and there's a resource library there. And also, check out my Facebook page at Cindy Foster Beauty for Ashes Ministry. We'd love you to partner with us and come along for the ride into the apostolic. God bless you.